Now, with tamoxifen, for many years, we've utilized 5 years of therapy, and that's kind of the way we started out with the AIs. What is the optimal duration? What do you do? Do you continue beyond 5 years, or how do you approach that decision?
For a woman who has received 5 years of tamoxifen, completed 5 years of tamoxifen, and then initiated an aromatase inhibitor, currently we have data really only out to 5 years, and the studies are ongoing that are taking those patients and re-randomizing them to continuing aromatase inhibitor for another 5 years. So in other words, endocrine therapy for up to 15 years versus stopping endocrine therapy. For a woman who has started from the outset with an aromatase inhibitor therapy, we really don't have any information beyond 5 years. And so when I reach that point in the patient's course, and that's occurring quite often now because it's been about 5 years since the aromatase inhibitors were shown to be useful as initial therapy, I often explain to patients that we don't really have information beyond 5 years, and we review what that person's residual risk of recurrence would be beyond 5 years. And then we make a decision together that integrates that information plus their own tolerance of the drug. Usually, if they've made it out to 5 years on the AI, it means they've probably tolerated it pretty well. And so I find that many of those patients who've tolerated it well, who do have a significant residual risk, many of them do opt to continue treatment.